So our problem is, how does this Shiur HaTorah work? Because if you're telling me, the Gemara didn't know whether Rava holds that the Kli, definitely Kli has to be Masik. Rav's question is whether they had to actually have a Rav's Sinai. Okay? So the question is, so it seems like contradiction. So on one hand he said it has to hold a Rav's, so the other case said it has to actually have it. So he says, no, Holoshnayim Alecha. That really, in general, it has to actually have it. It has to actually have a Rav's. The only case, the only thing is, it says it just has to hold it, doesn't have to have it. So it says, no, that's true, we have two people. So you have two people, the second guy, when the second guy washes, he doesn't have to actually have a Revius in it. Because he could rely on the first guy, so to speak, somehow. That it's Shiur HaTorah. So therefore, you still need the Kli, which is Masik Revius, but it doesn't have to have a Revius in it. For that second guy. But under ordinary circumstances, really, you need actually Yeshbo Revius. So the question is how does this work? If you tell me the Kli has to have a Revius in it, for whatever reason, and now you have two guys washing, so the second guy basically is washing without a Revius. What's this concept of Shiur HaTorah? And that allows, somehow, allows you to get around this requirement of having a Revius in the Kli. Right, that's the question. What's the concept? Like Yeshua Chami asked yesterday, I think he was bothered by it. What kind of thing is that two guys washing? I mean, there's one guy washing and then there's another guy washing. Like, what's that concept? How does that work exactly? What's the relationship? I mean, why is it any different? I mean, basically, after the first guy washes, he's history. Now you have another guy washing. And he's washing with a half a revius. So how does that... How does the first guy come into the picture? I mean, the first guy's history by the time the second guy comes along. So maybe the thing is that the question you have to ask yourself, is when you have two people washing back to back, so do you view it as two separate actions, two totally separate activities, or do you say they're somehow like a process, somehow related? There's two, it's like one process, right? I mean, that's the question. How does it become that? I mean, on the surface, you'd say it's two separate activities. I mean, one guy's watching, another guy's watching. And I mean, that's the goal here, is to somehow make it into, it's not just two totally separate activities, but they're one action or one process of the two netilas. And therefore, if you could pull that off, so then you could say that the Kli Sheyeshbo Revius is kind of going on both that. In other words, it's like two parts of one process of pouring the clay. So since the Kli Sheyeshbo Revius is originally had a Revius, and now you're performing with this Kli, this two-part process, so therefore the shame of the Revius will be the Kli which you're using for both parts is the Kli Sheyeshbo Revius. You know what I mean? Like, if you can make it into one process, then the shame of Revius will go on the entire process, and it will qualify both of them. It will be related to both of them, right? So the question, though, is why is it? Why do you say that it's one process? What's the move there? You know what I mean? Like, how do you make it into one process? But you know what I mean? Like, if it's one thing, so then the Revius, the whole thing has Revius. You know what I mean? But the surface, you'd say it's two things. It's two separate actions. I'm washing my hands. You're washing your hands. Two different things. Huh. So I think maybe it's good with that svara, my svara from yesterday, as opposed to Jake's. Okay, I mean, maybe Jake's so he can also work it out. But I think I see it more clearly than the way I was saying. Is that the idea was is that a Kli Netila is a Kli Kibul, which is full, which has the condition of being full. Okay, so full means Revius. Okay, it's Revius. So it's a Kli Kibul which has been realized. Okay. So it's the water and the clay. And that's the clay and the water in it. And that clay is basically, the clay netila is, the netila is, if you ask, so when you have that clay, what's netila? I mean, netila is really like the actualization of that clay. Because it's a clay with the water in it, which is like, what's the clay netila? It's a clay which is all made for netila. Right? So the netila is the realization of the clay. Right, the emptying, or the water is all made to be poured out of the clay, because it's not a permanent relationship of the water and the clay. The water and the clay is all made to be realized through netila. Right, as the emptying the water out of the clay for netila is the realization of the clay netila. Right, it's like the realization of the hammer as a hammer and a nail. I mean, that's Because every kli has its realization, is when it's, you know, when it functions. So kli netila has the water in it, and the realization is when the water is poured out onto someone's hands. I mean, that's the realization of the kli netila, and the water coming out of the kli is the fulfillment of the kli. Okay. Now, when you have a revius in the kli, so if two guys both use the same revius, you know, as both netilas are related insofar as they are both, so to speak, the fulfillment of the kli netila. You know what I mean? Well, since it's one revius, and the revius is omed to be dispensed, omed to be poured onto hands, so when I did half of it, so and now I have another half left, but that other half is completing the fulfillment of the kli as a kli netila. You know what I mean? As the kli was its identity was, it was waiting to be used for a netila. Now, this is the leftover. So the leftovers, and when I poured half of it, it's the completing the realization of the clay, completing the fulfillment of the clay. So the two processes are related. Even though in action, I'm doing it and you're doing it, we may be two totally separate people. In action, there's no, if you just look at the action, there's no tzirup between the two things. But insofar as the clay and the realization of that clay, because the clay has a revius and it's the pouring out of the revius, the two processes are really both a realization of the same kli shel revius, and as they're both the fulfillment of that same kli sheish bo revius. So the kli, you don't say it's like now I filled up a new kli, I have revius, and now there's no kli sheish bo revius. That's not the kli netila. But if I did fill it up, and then until that, like so to speak, until that kli is finished, so as I'm using the kli sheish bo revius. Like Michael said, when I pour a revius on my hands, let's say one guy, so halfway through it only has a revius left. But you say, that is all the pouring out of the revius. It doesn't have to have the entire thing. That is the kli functioning. So the kli functioning is, once the kli is full, now it's a kli shel netila. Now you say, as long as I'm pouring out that revius, so now it's functioning as the kli netila, because originally it had it. So the entire time until it's dispensed, until it's gone, that's the kli netila functioning. You know what I mean? You don't say when half is left, you know, it's not a kli netila anymore. No, because it was a kli netila in full, this has been set up. And now until it becomes poured out, it's all that entire process of pouring it out is the kli netila functioning. You know, is the kli netila being realized. So two guys also, that's, the second guy is also the leftovers of the first netila. You know what I mean? So it's the kli netila finally gets full fulfillment through both guys. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, the question is, Ben was asking, Isaac's asking, is like, let's say, I mean, the question was, Shiore Tyra. What does it mean, Shiore Tyra? So, I mean, it sounds like, when is it Shiore Netila or whatever? I don't know, something like that. But one thing you seem to deduce would be clear is that if I poured, let's say I had this whole cup of revius, and I poured half of it on my flowers, to water my flowers, and then the other half on my hands for Netila, so it would seem that's not good. Because Shiore Tyra means it has to be that the first one was from Tyra, which is on the hand specifically. And then the second one is the continuation of that somehow, right? And similarly, the Mir Isaac guesses, let's say you have a big cup, let's say 10 ounces, and you pour 4 ounces onto one guy's hands, or whatever, let's say you pour a little bit onto one guy's hands, and then you pour a little bit out on your flowers, and then you pour some on the guy's, on the next guy's hands. So would that be good? I mean, you could argue then, that's also not Shiore Tyra, because now it's Shiore of watering watering the lawn or whatever. But it could be the idea is good, because it means you're saying this is a kli netila. Because when you fill up the kli, the revius, it's all made for netila. Now if I now water the lawn with it, so now I'm basically saying it's not a kli netila, it's just a kli of something else. So I'm undoing its identity as a kli netila, so then you can't, and now it doesn't, if it has a revius, so now I could reestablish it, but if it's less than a revius already, so it's not I can't redefine itself as a kli netila. So the only way it could is if you said that I was using a mitchila so as a netila. So now it's clean. The shame of a kli netila is real, and I'm using it for netila. So I'm using it for two netilas. So when the first one is done, since it originally is a clean netilah and it had a revius which was waiting to be used on netilah, and I only used half of it, you say it's still a clean netilah which hasn't been fully realized. But if you then use it for something else, I'd say now you're basically saying it's not a clean netilah anymore. It's not the leftovers which is ready for a netilah. It's not ready for a netilah anymore. Now it's for something else. I mean, I would think so. I mean, it's hard. I'm not sure about this stuff. I mean, it's abstract. So. If you just looked at revius, there's a point. If you looked at the halacha, they need revius. There's a ma'isa netilah. And the halacha is the ma'isa netilah needs a kli which has a revius. It's a separate halacha, a separate requirement. I mean, maybe even Jake saw it. He said it's a ma'isa netilah. The kli has to be functioning as a kli netilah. So then basically you have two ma'isa netilah. And you say each ma'isa netilah, in the ma'isa netilah, the kli has to be functioning as a kli netilah. So you have one ma'isa netilah, another ma'isa netilah. So each one is a separate ma'isa netilah. And the question is the kli, when I'm using the kli in this ma'isa, is it functioning as a kli netilah or not? So you'll say, no. Because the second one, it doesn't have a revius in it. So it's not functioning in that capacity. Two different ma'isa. But if you say that's not a din in the ma'isa, but it's halacha is that the kli which I am using has to be a kli netilah. Now a kli netilah means a 4-ounce cup which is full, a 4-ounce kli kippah which is full. So since insofar as the kli is concerned, the kli netilah is the kli with its water in it, and that water could be dispensed piecemeal, so as long as it's still dispensing the original 4 ounces, so you say that's still part of the original shame of a kli netilah. You don't say it's like a new kli now. This is because the kli netilah was the set up originally, that was like its fuel, it was set up originally waiting to be expressed, and then the two, anything which is part of emptying out that kli still relates to that original kli netilah. So therefore they're both netilahs relate to that original kli netilah. So therefore it's fine. Therefore it's good. I just think an example just about this whole idea about they're saying is that a kli and a tila is not like an ordinary kli, because normally a kli think of it as a vessel, like mekabel tumah. It's a vessel. It's something made out of earthenware or whatever, or wood, you know. But here you're saying kli and a tila, like an example is like a pen. Maybe Max said example, pen. So you have a pen. If you have a pen with no ink in it, you could argue that it's not a pen. I mean, of course people would call it a pen, but you could say, what's a pen? Let's, instead of calling it a pen, we'll call it a kli ksiva. You know what I mean? So a kli ksiva, a pen without any ink, isn't really a kli ksiva. I mean, it's true, it's the, in terms of kalim, it is that kli which is used for ksiva, but a kli ksiva means that object which performs ksiva. Now, if the object doesn't have the condition of being full of ink, it's the object, but that object has to have the condition of being full. And short of being full, it's not really a writer. You know what I mean? Like you say, kli ksiva means a writer, that which writes. So it's true, it's the pen, but it's the pen in a condition. So the condition is part of the kli ksiva. I mean, so it's like same here as the netilah, of course, is the vessel. The vessel, but the vessel has to be in a certain condition of being full. There's a vessel could be empty or full. So the kli netilah is the object which is ready for netilah. So it means it's the object in its realized state, namely being full. Object with that condition of being full. And short of that, it's not, it can't be identified as a kli netilah. The question the question which comes up, this is what Ben is getting at, is what's the deal with Rashi? There's difficulty here. There is one difficulty. Because in the case of the two guys, the half and half, right, they're each pouring half. So it's very nice you're showing me that the kli is a kli netilah and all that. And it's good I have the requirement of a yeshbo revius. But what about the halacha then? It feels that he needs a revius. You need to pour a revius on your hands. Each guy's only pouring half a revius on his hands. Okay? So you could say, I mean, it sounds from Rashi, there's no halacha like that. I mean, that's what Rashi's saying. Each guy's only washing with a half a revius. So from Rashi, the way Rashi's learning, he doesn't hold by that halacha. I mean, the way we started this is in the Rambam. And the Rambam definitely holds there's a halacha like that. That each guy, the netilah's name has to be a revius. In fact, that's why we said, why does a kli netilah have to have a revius in it? Why does a kli netilah have to be machzik or revius? Because that since the action of netilah is revius, so what's a kli netilah? It's a kli which is capable of doing that action. So that's why we said a kli netilah is a revius, because of that premise. But Rashi is not holding by that premise. The Rashi is holding Netila could really be less than Ravias. So why is a Kli Netila a Kli which is Machzik Ravias? I don't know. For whatever reason. Some reason, that's the identity of a Kli Netila. I mean, we don't necessarily have to answer that, but I mean, Rashi is just holding, that's a halacha. The Kli Netila is a Kli which is Machzik Ravias. Even though, but the Maisa Netila could really be with half a Ravias. It could really be with half a Ravias. But that's going to be a question. I mean, that's what we're going to pursue now, is because the Rabbeinu Yonah is not going to tolerate saying that you can do a Netila with half a Ravias. I mean, that's he's saying is like a given. And therefore, he's going to say that really what you're doing is you're pouring half a Ravias, but then you have another half a Ravias from elsewhere. So there are totals up to a Ravias. But that's what we're going to get to. We're in the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's in Brachos. Okay, it's in Daf Erev in Brachos, Membeis Amid Aleph. Membeis Amid Aleph. It's... Kli she'ein bo revias, ein nutlim bo liadayim, velo mimeno. Okay? Okay. So, fine. The Rav just said ein nutlim mimeno liadayim. Okay. V'kolomer, afal pisha meisim bo revias v'shnei pa'amim, afilu ochli, kivon she'ein akli ma'asik revias, ein nutlim mimeno liadayim, delav kli. So he says like this, is that, now, what's the case of... see, the Rabbeinu Yonah, you'll say from this, is his premise is that Netilas Daim needs a Ravias. So what's the question of a Kli which only holds half a Ravias? Obviously it's not good because you're not doing a Ravias. So he says, no, I'd say you pour twice. You do one half and a half, so it'll be two. So he's saying that still it's not good because it's not a Kli. Okay? Now, I don't think here he means... it sounds like he's saying it's really not a Kli, but I looked in Hilchos Kelim. I didn't see a halacha anywhere that a Kli has to hold a Ravias. I don't think there's a halacha that a Kli Kibol has to hold a Ravias. I mean, I don't think he means it's not a Kli. I think he just means it's not a Kli, but Torah's Netilas Daim. I mean, the framework of Netilas Daim, it doesn't satisfy the requirement of Kli, of a Kli from Netilas Daim. I mean, I could be wrong, but at least in the Rambam I looked at, I just didn't see any halacha like that. I mean, I don't see... Why should it be? And I know, just it's funny he says in live Kli, you know what I mean? I think maybe he had a riot that he doesn't mean that. He had a different thing. But let's let it slide for now. Okay, but let's take it for now that he doesn't mean it's not a Kli, he means it's not a Kli in his Parsha. But of course, in Kehilchos Kelim, it's a Kli. I mean, I don't see why Kli Kibol. Kli Kibol is Kli Kibol. I should have to have a Ravias. But that's just far, but I looked at the Rams didn't have anything, I think. I looked at it pretty thoroughly, I think, the Rams. It's like 30 Prakim in Kehilchos Kelim, so it could be I missed it, but... Like when I skimmed through, I didn't. It wasn't where it should have been. I looked around, I didn't see anything. Okay, so then I'm going to skip a little bit. So Kaptina Shira, Shiya b'mayim shirvias. Right? Notice he asked him, "Do you mark the shirvias?" I'm like, "In the kulu, but you know, nashir lo kaptina the tanan." So at first he thought it means you don't need a shir. Shirvias no lemin adayim laechad. That feel is shnayim. Right? Lo k'amar lo. So that's what he's saying. The shirvias works for one or for two people. Right, so you can use the Ravias for two people. So now the Rabbeinu Yonah is starting. Lo ka'amar de bepachos me Ravias lo kabdinon. It doesn't mean that we don't care if you only use less than Ravias. Shazay yafshar. Devada, it's the Ravias shalim. You definitely need a Ravias for Netilas Yadayim. Right, against Rashi. He's knocking out Rashi here. Kedamrina be'alma, chatzi Ravias latahar es hayadayim, v'chatzi Ravias latahar hamayim she'al hayadayim. Okay, this is important. He's saying, why do you need a Ravias? Because you need a half a Ravias to be Matahir your Yadayim, and a half a Ravias to be Matahir the Mayim, which is on your Yadayim. Okay, this is a quote. Unfortunately, he doesn't quote where it is, but he's saying, Kedir Ma'alma means, like, this is what we say, this is just the general thing. So what's he talking about here? Okay? So he's talking about is that here's the way it works. It's somewhat complicated, but...
Is that Gimel with the hanging? The Gimel being there?
The thing is like this, is that you have your hands on Tamei. Let's go back in the day when there's really Tumas Yadayim, and it's like for a Truma. So the halacha is there's two processes that went on. There's Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shneim. Okay? There's two washings in Tils Yadayim. Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Shneim. The Mayim Rishonim is the first pouring. And what you do is you pour Ravias on your hands, and what happens is that water is Matahir your hands. But unfortunately, what happens is that the water picks up the Tumah. So now even though your hands are Tahar, but the water becomes Tameh. Okay, so even though now you'll say my hands are tar, but practically if I'm going to eat truma, the water which became a rishon is going to, right, mashkamar always a rishon, is going to be Tameh the truma. So I haven't really gotten anywhere. Okay, so now I have a problem. So what am I going to do? So that's why I need mayim shniyim. And the mayim shniyim comes along and is metahir the mayim rishon. Okay? Mayim Shneim is Matayar, the Mayim Rishon. Okay? So that's why you need a double washing. Okay, that's why you need a double washing. That's the halacha of the Mayim Shnei. Okay, that's what he says. Is chatzir, chatzir, chatzir. Right. So that's why you need to be matayr. The second water is to be matayr the first water. Okay, because the first water became tameh. And you don't say the second water then doesn't become tameh from the first water. It doesn't work that way, apparently. Okay? So, I mean, that's itself is why how the whole thing works is difficult. But that's how it works. Okay? So now what he's saying is, why do you need a revias? So he says a half a revias to be matayr the water, to be matayr your hands, and then another half a revias to be matayr the water. Okay, apparently you need a half a revias for that. Why that? Why do you need a half a revias for that? That's a good question. But he's saying that's a quote. Now you need a revias for netila because of those two functions. Half for this and half for that. That's not the way he's thinking. The Rebbe Amram means he's not making that up. He doesn't quote where he's quoting from, but he's saying that's a statement. And you need a half and half. So you can't say that this Gemara is saying you don't need all revias. You definitely need all revias. Right? I mean, that's going to be the question. What does Rashi do with that statement? But that's what he's saying. You definitely need all revias. So how does it work that you're having a half revias for each guy? I mean, you're not using all revias. Right? So it says, Elo Hachli Kamar. This is what it means. If you don't originally have a shir shalem in the kli, if you complete the shir afterwards with another netila, lo kabdinon behachi. Okay, we don't care. That's what I'm saying is that he wasn't makbid in the shir. It doesn't mean that you don't need a revius. He meant that if you have wash with a half revias, and then you get a half revias from some other kli, that would still be good. That's because that's what the Gemara wants to say. Do you need a shear? So he said, no, you don't need a shear. So what do you say? What does it mean you don't need a shear? It meant you need, of course you need a revias. It just means you could have a half and half. You could have one cup only as a, right? This is an abmina that you really didn't need revias in it. So you really, one cup could have 2 ounces, you pour from that, and then you pour from another cup, and you're mashal the shear. So that would be fine. And why is that good? So the Gemara said, "Sheharei shanina d'merbius nodlum liyadayim afilu shnei bnei adam." So because you see, it works for two people. Ukishenotel ha'achad. When one guy washes, nimsa shlo yishal l'sheni elichatz revius. So the second guy is only going to have a half a revius left. Ve'afal pisha she hayu nodlum or she'efshar hayu nodlum achar kach im revius acher or mchatzir revius acher. But even though the second guy is only going to have a half revius, but then afterwards he's going to be mashlim it with the other half. That's true. In other words, you don't say, even though the second guy has a half revius, obviously he's going to use another half revius, but you don't say that, but bottom line is, when he started, the kli didn't have a whole revius. So apparently it doesn't matter. Right? Apparently it doesn't matter. Elikivin shakli machzik revius. So you see, apparently, even though the water did the shear, the kli didn't start with the revias in it, since it's machzik or revias, that's all you care about is that the kli is machzik or revias, and that you poured a revias. Right? So that's the Gemara's, this is the Havmina. That's the Gemara's saying. Because you see, you can wash the two people. The second guy must be, you see, how does it work? He didn't have revias on the kli. So it must be, it doesn't matter. But then the Gemara said, Velohi. So it's not true. Shiny house in the cause of Mashiach retire. Kalomar. Ain lilmod mizad lilbina shiva tchil and shir shalim. That's no, you can't say that you don't need originally a whole shir. Tehasa mitoch kach amrushu mutter. The reason why there is Mesha Vishasha and Notel Hasheni. Aval pishalo yabo ela chati shir. Even though the second guy only had a half a shir. Osu chati shir, ba mishir shalim, shayibo mitchila. That half a shir started with the first guy, with a whole shir, with shayir rishon. It's left as the rishon. Ulfikach mutter. Therefore, it's mutter. Since he's using a half a shear, which started as a whole shear, and he's going to be mashlim, he's going to pour another half a revias. Whereas even though the second half isn't really coming from shear atayra, the second half is just whatever. But if it originally, ela chati shear la'echad, if originally it only had a chati shear, then ain't a notel manually dayim. The alpha pisha mashon to the b'chati shir acher ain't a notel klum. But in a normal case, if I have a cup that only has a half a revias mamish, and I pour another half a revias, then forget about it. Then it's not going to work because it's ain't bo revias. Because it has to originally hold the revias. Okay. So the flow of the Gemara is the same exact thing as according to Rashi. Is that because the question? The only difference is whether or not you have to. He learned the same way as Rashi. Is the question was, does the kli have to actually have a revius in it? It seems like it doesn't have to actually have a revius in it, because you see the second guy doesn't actually start with a revius. And the answer is no. The second guy is because of Shiori Taira. Second guy is because of Shiori Taira. But if he wasn't Shiori Taira, he just started the revius, it wouldn't be good. The only difference between the Ravina Yonah and Rashi is whether or not that second guy. Whether or not the second guy has to, whether or not each guy who uses a half revius has to then be mashlim with another half revius from somewhere else. That's the only machlokas. It's because Rashi holds, you don't need a whole revius. All you need is a half revius, maybe. I mean, you don't need a whole revius. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you do need a whole revius. So you have to get the revius from elsewhere. Right? From elsewhere. It's funny, he throws in a line, you don't need that other half to be from Shiori Taira. The other half could be from anywhere, it seems. Which is strange, but let's leave that for a time being. So you have machlokas here about whether or not you need a revius for Antilsa, you know, for Antilsa Dayim. Okay? Now the problem is Rabbeinu Yonah, I mean, I couldn't find it, but Rabbeinu says, Kedarina Ba'alma, there's like the source that it says, Chatzi revius Latara Yadayim, Chatzi revius Latara Mayim Shal Yadayim. So it's just open, I mean, it seems like it's open against Rabbeinu Yonah. Seems like it's open against Rabbeinu.
Against Rashi.
I guess so, against Rashi. So that has to be resolved. I mean, how are you gonna deal with that? I mean, what's the machlokas? I mean, what are you gonna say about that? I mean, it's kind of a hard problem, but it seems like you wanna say something about that. You know, you just wanna forget the brother that memra and just pretend like Rashi doesn't have it. Or do you wanna somehow show how Rashi could learn it? But I mean, it sounds like he can learn it. It sounds like openly against him, you know? So that has to be explained. Yeah, well, Rambam is very interesting because the Rambam holds you need a revius. That's clear, but the Rambam holds an interesting position that he holds nowadays. The Rambam doesn't have any netilas shniyim. He doesn't have shniyim. Mayim shniyim the Rambam doesn't have. Mayim shniyim the Rambam held was back then. He had mayim shniyim, but nowadays in Hilchos Brachos he doesn't have mayim shniyim. Okay. Mayim Shneim apparently was something back then. Because again, what's the role of Mayim Shneim? Mayim Shneim is not to be metahir your hands, but it's to be metahir the water which is on your hands. Right? Why do you need metahir the water on your hands? Who cares? Oh, because you're going to touch the truma and you're going to be metame it. So it seems like the Rambam holds that that's very good back then when you had truma that you're worried about actually being metame the truma. But nowadays, you don't have truma. Right now, they don't have truma, so you don't need it. So, you're going to be entire your hand, the water on your hands, so tell me, what do I care? That's not halach. Until the time is halach, you have to be entire your hands. The fact that the water on your hands is tameh, the Rambam doesn't seem to care about. Okay, which is something we have to define, because that's machlokas, for sure, and whether you need Mayim Shneim nowadays. You know, whether you need that. But according to Rambam, it's funny, because according to the Rinyon, is saying, what's the whole reason why you need a revius? Is because you need a half revius for to be entire your hands, and the half revius to be entire the water. Because of the shneim. But the Rambam doesn't hold you need shneim nowadays, and still he holds you need a revius. Okay? So that's something to look into. I mean, you have to consider that also.